little bit of cardboard supposedly going to stop our Olympic athletes from spreading around viruses.
Balls and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
So if you haven't seen by now, this is really going to shock you. More and more athletes are testing positive for COVID-19 in Tokyo. The games are supposed to start in like 8 days. Mm-hmm. And more people are testing positive, including a member of the U.S. women's gymnastics team. But don't worry, it's not Simone Biles. It's actually one of the alternates. So this was entirely predictable. You knew this was going to happen. You weren't going to be at zero. So one of the things that we have found out they are planning on doing, they've replaced all the normal beds that you would get. You know, there's thousands of athletes. They all get a bed in the Olympic Village. And the normal beds, like you have at home or I have at home or whatever, they have been replaced with cardboard beds that allegedly are designed to collapse under the weight of fornicators to discourage sex amid COVID-19 in Tokyo. Because if you do not know, when the athletes get to wherever the Olympics are, every 4 years or every 2 years, including the Winter Games, there's a lot of sex that happens. You have the best bodies on the planet. You have people jacked up. You have people excited to be there. Everybody's good looking. And there's a lot of sex. Like, for example, when we had the Rio de Janeiro Games back in 2016 in Brazil, they gave out 450,000 condoms. 450,000 condoms were dealt out.
Speaking of that, that became a tradition, apparently. It's been going on since 1988.
Yeah.
The condom distribution. It started at
Seoul.
8,500 condoms.
8,500?
And now...
What? 8,500? We're at 450,000. We're almost at a 500,000 condoms were given out.
I feel like these are mixed signals, though, because they send out all these condoms and then they give you cardboard beds.
Well,
and you're dealing with humans with Avengers level skill sets, athletes, and it's like, hey, you can't do it in the cardboard bed, but here's a condom. Go!
Have you seen the cardboard beds? I mean, the mattress still looks like... It brings up so many discussion points in my mind. The mattress looks normal, but then it sits on cardboard. And I don't know. It looks pretty sturdy. Some Irish gymnast named Rhys McClanahan, he's got a video series up on his Twitter account, and he is jumping up and down on the bed. Like, he's jumping on the bed with his feet, and the thing holds. So he's debunking. He called it fake news in his video. He says that it's not going to crumble under the weight. Second of all, if you are an athlete and your body depends on sleep and comfort,
yeah,
is a cardboard bed going to mess you up for the next day? Like, are we going to have one of our runners wake up with a thing in their neck and they are hurting and they're in pain or whatever? Like, sometimes you get a bad hotel bed and you can't sleep well in it. And then here's the third part. Heather, I don't want to know a lot about your sex life in your years on this planet.
I'm very pure, Wicket.
Sure. Have you ever had sex not in a bed? Like, this is not going to discourage
Well, that's what I'm saying, Wicket, the athletes.
There is a floor, there are walls, there are ledges, there's anywhere. Like this, you're not going to stop horny, beautiful people from having sex because you're like, oh, here's a cardboard bed.
These people could scale walls with their bare hands and do it on the roofs.
It's true. I mean, there's a table. There's a wood table in the room. Boom. There's your next banging spot right there. And this is also counterproductive,
by the way. I mean,
they
have showers. I mean, there's so many...
Right.
It's silly.
They have so far distributed. I told you that in the Brazil games 4 years ago, or 5 years ago now, we were giving away 450,000 condoms. This year, the condom tally is 160,000. Do you think... Now, Heather, here's another personal question. Does not having a condom, is that going to stop these beautiful, horny people from getting down with each other? They're like, well, I don't have one. How much? Just bring your own! Just bring, like, have Trojan sponsor the rowing team and bring your own condoms. Because 160,000 is a far cry from the near 500,000 that were handed out back in Rio de Janeiro.
Listen, Wicket, Trojan is not going to sponsor the... They're going to sponsor the swimmers, Wicket. The swimmers.
Wicket.